USA News. I'm Richard Johnson.
It is essential that Congress act as soon as possible.
Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on lawmakers raising the debt ceiling to avoid a government default.
A U.S. default would generate an economic and financial catastrophe.
With default coming as early as June 1st, she says. President Biden and congressional leaders are scheduled to meet this afternoon in the Oval Office to talk about it. Will artificial intelligence someday take over human intelligence? The man behind the most popular form of AI, ChatGPT, Sam Altman, is trying to answer that question on Capitol Hill.
I agree that when we get to very powerful systems, the landscape will change. I think I'm just more optimistic that we are incredibly creative and we find new things to do with better tools, and that will keep happening.
Altman tells the Senate Judiciary Committee AI can find solutions to some of humanity's biggest challenges, but sound guardrails need to be put in place. AAA is predicting a Memorial Day weekend that will see air travel at levels not seen since before the pandemic. It predicts that nearly 3.5 million of us will fly during the holiday weekend. One of Apple's major suppliers is breaking ground on a massive new factory, but it's not in the USA. Foxconn produces 70% of all iPhones. It says it plans to hire 25,000 workers at a $500 million facility under construction in the state of Telangana in India. Apple's trying to rely less on production from China. So, is this Tuesday Taco Tuesday for you? Did you know that phrase is trademarked by the regional taco chain Taco John's? Now Taco Bell wants to end that. It is suing to cancel that trademark, saying that Taco Tuesday should be freely available to all of us. Taco John's has had the Taco Tuesday trademark for more than 30 years now. This is USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
Lawmakers in Texas have been looking at several bills that challenge the whole notion of keeping church and state separate, and it has even some clergymen worried.
Religion belongs in the home and in the congregation, and not in the public institution.
The Reverend Charles Johnson's with a group called Texas Pastors for Children, which opposes bills that would, for instance, allow ministers to work as school counselors or mandate the posting of the Ten Commandments in classrooms. Texas Republicans see the measures as fighting back against what they call woke indoctrination. Johnson sees it as one faith being favored, and not something that belongs in public schools.
That should be a place where every child, regardless of religious background or no religious background, is honored.
The Texas Lieutenant Governor says bringing the Ten Commandments and prayer back to public schools will help students become better Texans. A group that advocates for improving the mental health of school kids is trying to hold back a rising tide. Denise Forte heads the Education Trust.
Nearly 4 out of 10 high school students are experiencing poor mental health, and student suicide rates are up, which is really disturbing, considering 1 in 5 students has seriously considered suicide, and 1 in 10 has attempted suicide.
Forte says the key to reaching all students is making sure they see someone like themselves in the curriculum and leading the classroom. I'm Richard Johnson, USA News.
Finding great people to hire can be like trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Their powerful matching technology delivers so many qualified candidates, it's like finding a needle in a needle stack. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. For less hay and more needles, head to ZipRecruiter.
And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.